Interview mit Try the River vom Haldern Pop 2011.
Okay, so you guys, I've read that your bandliner finalized in June 2009. Why did we still have to wait desperately for your debut album?
Yeah, we like to take our time.
Yeah, it's taken a long time. Well, I mean, first, for the first year or so, we were writing enough songs that could fill an album, and then we were touring so much last year that we didn't have time to even start recording. And, well, I mean, we were working, we had day jobs. Up until November last year, we all had jobs, so we didn't have time to go into the studio. And then after November, we got enough money started coming in that we could, well, just about, that we could pay the rent and do the band full time. So we started getting more time that we could fit in recording sessions and stuff. And then finally got into the studio. Yeah, we did some
touring so relentlessly. Yeah, we just not had time to do it.
So, but we've started the recording in February, and it's come along pretty well. It's sounding pretty good, but we've got a bit more work to do on it before it's going to be finished. So it probably won't be out until early next year, I think. We're going to wait.
Have you in the title already?
There's not a title yet, no. We're still working on that. We've got all the songs recorded, they need to be mixed, and then, yeah, a title's the next thing on the list.
Does it sound mostly like your EPs?
I think it's actually going to sound quite a little bit different, maybe, to the EPs. I mean, some of the songs that were... I mean, New Ceremony, the single's going to be on the album, and the new single, No Rest, obviously, is from the album. So, but we wanted just to try and capture the live sound a bit more. The EPs were a bit more folk, a little bit more restrained. Mm-hmm. And these days, it's sort of just naturally progressed that we play the songs a little bit harder live and a little bit louder and more sort of epic.
Yeah, some heavier guitars. There's a lot of stuff on there too.
So we tried to sort of, tried to capture that in the recording process. So hopefully it'll sound similar to that.
Cool. Did you feel some kind of pressure concerning your debut album? I mean, there were a lot of positive articles in last month about you attached with high expectations.
There is a bit of pressure on it, but we tried to just ignore it, I think, as best we could.
The best thing you can do is ignore it, really. Just
focus on trying to make a decent album that we're happy with, and then just see how well it's received. You know, we can't please everyone, and so we just want to make it the best it can be, I think. Yeah.
As long as my mum likes it.
My mum's always a fan of all of my music.
It's most important. You get a well-known Peter Kaitis as a producer.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
We kind of put together a short list of people
like a dream list of who we wish we could get.
Yeah, and he was basically top of the list. We really like all the records that he recorded before, like The National and Yonsei and Interpol and Twilight Sad and people like that. Unfortunately, he was up for working with us, so first one on the list, first one to say yes, and it all came together really quickly. And, yeah, it was really good.
It was easy then.
Yeah, it really was easy.
It worked out really easy. Yeah. He listened to the stuff and was keen to work on it, so, and we were really keen to work with him, so, and then it all just sort of went from there.
Okay, cool. Your songs are very intense emotionally. Is this intentional?
Yeah, I guess so. It's difficult to answer, really. I mean, it is intentional. I'd like that people have an emotional reaction to when we play. That's obviously what we're aiming for. But
yeah, I think that's what music's about, really. Yeah. You don't want to be boring people to tears.
Yeah.
You want to write about stuff that people
we're passionate about.
These are emotions too.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we're passionate about playing it, and we try and give our all when we play live and on the album and stuff. So if people get an emotional response from it, then that makes it worthwhile. Yeah, exactly. I think so. It's worked out. But I mean, we absolutely love to play, so I'd probably still be playing even if people didn't really care.
What does it feel like to record your first album?
It's pretty exciting, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's a good. I'll ask me that question when it's released. Because at the moment I'm still just waiting. I want it to be done, you know. I want it to be out today. But
is it different than expected?
Yeah, it's coming out.
We've never, in terms of recording, we've only done singles and an EP, so we've only recorded four or five songs at a time.
So two, 3 days
at a
time.
So to record 15 songs over the course of about 6 months or something is a lot more intense.
Yeah.
I personally found it at times quite stressful.
Matt's up there in the studio every day, because even when it's like violin or vocals, he goes up there to oversee everything, make sure no one's doing anything terrible.
Yeah.
So he has to work doubly hard to everyone else. I mean, the recording process itself, I love it. I love getting out there and getting to hear it back, how, because you know, you never get to hear yourself when you play live, so it's amazing to hear back the parts. And with Peter Curtis working on it, he's such
maybe
a
this will change.
Genius. Maybe, yeah, maybe I'll get sick of it pretty soon, yeah.
I'm sick of it.
I haven't even heard it yet, and I hate it.
So if you look back to the last 2 years, was there a certain event or experience after you said, okay, now this is going to be serious with music?
Like a bad experience, is that?
Sorry, how do you know?
If you look back to the last 2 years, was there a certain event or experience after you said, okay, this is going to be serious now?
Yeah, there were a couple of biggest London shows that we played, and we had more people turn up to watch us than
we expected.
We could.
Yeah.
And it kind of said to us, oh, people do like our music. So yeah,
the crazy one is when we heard it like on the radio in the UK on Radio 1. Okay. That always just like, well, like, you know, I had a phone call from an old friend saying, oh, I just heard you on Radio 1, or I just saw you on TV. That's like, whoa, like I didn't even know we were on the radio yet. So that was really cool.
Can you hear your own songs in the radio?
Yeah, yeah, occasionally, yeah.
Many artists hate it.
Hate it. Yeah. I always listen to it, but only to listen to what the DJ says about it at the end.
Ah, okay.
I want to just check up what they're saying about us.
Okay. Now that you've got the right record deal and stuff, did you set any goals you want to reach with your band?
Oh, I just want to be able to keep doing it. I want to be able to keep touring, keep recording,
really,
keep playing.
It
was always about just being able to eat, live, have a house, and just be able to keep doing what we
do. From the day that we sort of chucked in our day jobs, we just said, as long as we can continue to survive and do the band,
that's
the only goal we've got.
I mean, this
really
was my dream when I was growing up. It was like to get signed, you know, that's the be all end all, and I get to be in a rock band and go, you know, travel and play shows everywhere. And now I'm getting to do it. It's like, yeah, of course, we're absolutely loving it. Like,
yeah.
Anything you're especially looking forward in the near future?
I really want to go and tour like really far away places, Japan, maybe Australia, because I've never got to go there before even. So I'm looking forward to that, if we ever get to do that.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get to do that next year.
Yeah.
We've all got our fingers crossed. We all really want to go to those amazing places.
Far afield, yeah. But also just getting to, because obviously this year has been the first time that we've played at a lot of places, so like here at Holden or in all different places, different festivals will be the first one. I'm looking forward to going back next year because we'll sort of know our way around. We can be a bit more cool and swagger about, like, yeah, I already did this last year. I think that'll be pretty fun.